see what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. 1 John 3:1.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Lavish Love was written by Allison Keita and read by Rochelle Traub.
1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 and 16 through 18. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Lavish Love, written by Allison Keita. It was my grandson's 11th birthday, and a group of family members gathered at a Mediterranean restaurant to celebrate. Before ordering, my son asked the birthday boy what he wanted. He reluctantly told his dad he'd like the salmon, but knew it was too expensive. My son told him, "It's your birthday. If that's what you'd like, you can have it." My grandson was thrilled, and his broad smile showed it. My son's love for his son reminds me in small part of God's lavish love. 1 John 3 describes the great love God showers on us. He calls all who believe in Him His children, the benefactors of His lavish love. This love is expressed in Christ's sacrifice, the greatest gift of all. Jesus laid down His life for us on the cross. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ. This is God's gracious gift to everyone who believes. In response to God's lavish love, let's lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. We are called to put our faith into action, to love and obey Him, and to spread that love to others. Through the Holy Spirit, God enables us to extend lavish love to our family and beyond. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your lavish love that calls us Your children and gave us the greatest gift of all, Jesus, who laid down His life for us on the cross. Help us to lay down our lives for others, putting our faith into action and extending Your love to our family and to all those You place in our path. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. When have you been the recipient of lavish love? How can you extend God's lavish love to another?